This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A landmark prisoner exchange between war-torn Yemen's government and Houthi rebels began Thursday, with hundreds of fighters heading home. The swap was a rare sign of progress in efforts to end the conflict, which broke out 6 years ago in Yemen, where the Houthis control much of the north despite the intervention of Saudi Arabia and its allies. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences tonight in dueling town hall meetings instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Tonight was to be their second debate, but it was scrapped after the president refused to take part virtually following his coronavirus diagnosis. Instead, the candidates will be in different cities on different networks. The president on NBC from Miami, Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. They're both campaigning before that, with Biden raising money in a virtual event and the president set for a rally in North Carolina.
We're doing very well. The polls are looking actually great. We're doing very well. We're going to have a big victory.
Though national polls show Biden in the lead. Sagar Magani, Washington.
India, which ranks third globally in COVID-19 deaths and second in infections, has reported its lowest daily increase in coronavirus deaths in nearly 3 months. The health ministry on Thursday reported 680 fatalities within a 24-hour period, the lowest in 11 weeks. The ministry also reported nearly 68,000 new infections, raising India's total to more than 7.3 million. Experts have warned about the potential for the virus to spread during the religious festival season beginning later this month. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Thousands of Nigerians staged fresh demonstrations on Thursday against police brutality as the army issued a warning against subversive elements and authorities banned protests in the capital. Anger over abuses by the police's special anti-robbery squad erupted into widespread demonstrations last week, forcing the government to scrap the unit and promise wider reforms. The protests have largely been peaceful, but Amnesty International says at least 10 people have been killed and hundreds injured. Uganda's pop star turned politician Bobby Wine says a raid on his offices was an attempt to block his bid to run in a presidential election next year. Wine, who is also an opposition MP, says security forces had taken documents containing millions of signatures a candidate is required to collect to enter the presidential race, and that it's taken his campaign a step backwards. The 38-year-old was detained for several hours during the raid on Wednesday. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee heard arguments Thursday supporting and opposing the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett as the panel finishes 4 days of hearings to fill a vacancy on the country's highest court. Democrats invoked committee rules to push a final vote by the panel on Barrett's nomination by a week until next Thursday. A vote in the full Senate could come by the end of the month, just days ahead of the November 3rd presidential and congressional elections. The musical Jagged Little Pill, based on Alanis Morissette's 1995 album, leads the nominations for the Tony Awards with 15. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Jagged Little Pill will compete against Tina, the Tina Turner musical, and Moulin Rouge, the musical, for Best Musical. Grand Horizons, The Inheritance, Seawall of Life, Slave Play, and The Sound Inside are up for Best Play. Only 18 productions were eligible to be nominated, compared to 34 last year. Broadway shut down March 12th because of the coronavirus pandemic, including 16 shows that were supposed to open in the spring. There was only one nominee for lead actor in a musical, Aaron Tveit. A date for the Tony Awards has yet to be announced. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Israel's parliament voted Thursday in favor of the normalization of ties with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain after a marathon debate with over 100 speeches lasting more than 8 hours. A total of 80 lawmakers voted to approve the U.S. brokered agreements. Go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. VOA News.